Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's younger son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do got a bunch of calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jay is in Belmont.
Jay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. First off, happy Labor Day weekend to you. I'm glad the show's live. I love your show.
Thank you.
For about 18 months, as I have a second house up here in Belmont, New Hampshire, and it certainly has been awesome. Oh, by the way, I think a couple weeks ago you mentioned you bought a new house. Congratulations to you and your family. As an owner of real estate, I'm always happy to hear great success stories.
Thank you.
And you really have inspired me between my Littleton, Mass house and Belmont, New Hampshire house. The tips that you've given me over the last 18 months have been very helpful, first of all.
Awesome.
Particularly lime and how to use it, how to keep it up, has worked really well. And the New Hampshire house was just a sand pit when I bought it. And with your tips, I've certainly made it really, really nice. Now, my question is, with all that work over the last, say, 12 months, I certainly want to sustain it. And, you know, for your listeners, I want to, again, give you another nugget that I thought was the best one I've ever heard. For me, as a golfer, we play on a golf course, and we got this grass seed to fix the divots if you don't have a divot, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah. And what I love about your tip is that you should not just stop top dressing or seed in the spring or the fall. You've got to do it consistently. And so what I do is I have a 20-pound bag of grass delivered every 2 weeks, and I cut the lawn, leave the seed or the I don't bag it. I think it's good to fill it with the nutrients.
Yes.
And the grass has never been better in the last 12 months. And I know from your previous calls, you said we've had a funny spring. We had too much rain and hot weather, and then deluge of rain again, so therefore tomatoes might have been good for some, peppers were horrible, cucumbers were good for some, but my perennials suffered this year, and I planted them all last August, hoping for a good pop here in the spring, and they just did not come up, and I don't want to make that same mistake. I also want to sustain the front and the backyard, obviously.
Okay.
Here in Belmont, very rocky, very acidic. I did a soil test as you had recommended, and it's good right now. So any suggestions just to sustain what I've worked on so that next year I may spend more time on the golf course or on the boat instead of in the yard?
Yeah, no, definitely. That's the goal, right, is to spend more time enjoying it than actually having to work on it. And now, as a whole, you know, let's just start with the, you had brought up, you know, lime, that type.
wine, even though you might have taken care of the lawn and brought it to where it needs to be, still needs to be maintained, but just at a regular rate, and maybe once a year versus 3 times a year if you're trying to bring it to that higher level, right?
Yeah.
So using it in the spring to help keep the same pH level where it needs to be. You could also, you know, use it multiple times in a year so that it maintains it going into the winter each year, because the winter, right, we usually have a good amount of snow cover, and it's, you know, taking some of the nutrients and pushing them through, that type of thing, and that's why it's good to get it in there for the winter and then back in the spring, just as a maintenance type thing. As far as, you know, your perennial beds, the ones that have suffered kind of this year, what I would look to do next spring, really before anything has started to pop out, you know, at the period in time where you could put a shovel into the ground and get it in there without hitting like a frost, that's about the time you'd want to do this. I'd want to see you use like a 10-10-10. So an all-purpose fertilizer from Espoma. That all-purpose fertilizer is going to give it a boost of everything that it needs, right, to get that started for the year. You could also look at using a 5-10-5 from Espoma as well, both the same company. They both will actually say on the bag garden food, but one of them will show you that it's a 5-10-5. The other one will say 10-10-10. So the reason why I want you to use those is they have nutrients in all of them. So let's take, for example, the 5-10-5. The nitrogen is going to help keep them green. The potassium is an all-around. But that middle number, the phosphorus, is going to help with root development, which will then help with shoot development and make the plant stronger. Now, you could use the 10-10-10 or the 5-10-5. Either way, I have no problem with you doing that. The other thing is, if you're looking to promote more root growth, more growth in general, you could use a triple phosphate or a super phosphate. And that would be one where the middle number is very high. Like a triple phosphate is a 0-45-0. Again, what that does is helps the root development, helps the shoots, and then eventually will help the flowers going forward. So it would be a good thing to be putting down in the spring to really help stimulate the growth for that season. And then about 6 to 8 weeks later, putting down like a 10-10-10, an all-purpose fertilizer, just to keep it going throughout the year for those perennials, to really give them a boost. But for everything else, for all the plants that you've started to establish, those types of things, it's really just about fertilizing spring and then fertilizing in the fall at half the rate.
Yep.
The plants do develop over the winter still. They do shoot. Their roots are still, you know, active. They're not as active as they would be in, like, June or July. But they're very slow, but they still need the nutrients. And if we put the nutrients in now, they're going to store it up to get through that winter so that in the spring it doesn't have as much winter damage. Winter damage you might see easily on like a rhododendron where part of it just turns brown all of a sudden.
Right.
It's usually winter damage. By fertilizing in the fall at half the rate, it helps. It doesn't prevent it, but it helps so it doesn't get as bad. So basically what you're looking to do is just keep status quo with everything. You don't have to do as much, but you can slow down and just give it a balanced fertilization and continue going. Now for the lawn, one other thing that I'd like to see you continue to do is feeding it, right? That is huge when it comes to establishing a lawn. Now, I'm sure you've seen it. Everybody's seen the commercials where they have beautiful green lawns and they're promoting their grass seed or their fertilizer. Well, right. That's usually after a number of years of making it stronger and feeding it and taking care of it. Now, you've done all this work to make it full and thick. Really, at this point, it's feeding it and continuing to feed it. Now, you could go down, if you haven't already, use like an organic fertilizer program, because a lot of the organic fertilizers don't have those extras in it, like the weed killers, those types of things. Because if you've developed this lawn and it's all grass, you don't really need to focus on that. And then it's basically the lawn can just focus on nutrients. And so by putting that down, you know, every 6-8 weeks, you can enjoy the rest of everything and not have to put as much seed down. But when it comes to what I've said in the past about putting grass seed down, I always, I'll say it again, is you can put grass seed down any time of year as long as you take care of it. If there's weeds there and then you kill them and then you just leave it, you're more likely to have weeds come back than grass seed because you didn't put any grass seed down. So continue to do what you're doing, but I think you can slow down a little bit on some of the seed and now feed what's there for the long term and really develop it that way.
Perfect.
All right, Jay?
Thanks very much. Have a nice Labor Day weekend, you and your family.
You as well, Jay, and thank you for the call. I appreciate everything you said.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Alma's at Peabody.
Alma, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Second time caller. I have listened to your show for many years and your father's before that.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your information. I have an avocado plant that I grew from seed, and I was very excited because it came through and it's growing beautifully, but before I knew it, now it's 5 feet tall. And thinking about bringing it inside, but it grows like crazy. So I'm not going to be able to keep it inside, the way it's growing. So I wonder if I can prune it. I believe I can, but I don't know how much.
Okay. Now, you're looking to prune it to be able to bring it inside, right?
Correct.
Okay. excuse me. So, you can actually long term keep it a little bit smaller, so you can prune it. And what I would look to do, you can actually keep it about 3 to 4 feet going forward. So
okay,
after this pruning, right, then prune to maintain. Don't just prune, you know, at the end of the year because that's what it's time to do. What I want you to do is make sure it's pruned to maintain that same size. So we're getting rid of, excuse me, any, like, sucker growth, any dead branches, any branches that are cross branches, any branches to allow them to have space to grow through. So the other, what I'd also like you to do is you want to prune the lower horizontal branches. So the branches that are close to the ground.
Now, I'm sorry, Patrick. Right now it's only one shoot straight up.
Oh, okay.
It's about 4.5 feet. I just, took it outside.
Gotcha.
In the summer. But it's just one shoot up about 4.5-5 feet tall. And,
okay.
But it grows really fast. I know I cannot bring it in and, you know, for it to keep growing that way.
Gotcha. Okay, so what I would look for you to do is, because now we want the branches to separate and start to grow outward instead of being one branch.
Right.
So I would look at doing cutting back by a third, maybe a little bit more, no more than a half. We don't want to go to a half of it, okay?
Okay.
So cut it back by a third. And what's going to start to happen is where you cut that branch or the stem, two branches are going to come out of there, okay? And they're going to kind of come out at an angle a little bit. And what you're looking to do is we're rejuvenating the plant in a way. We're cutting that back, and the hormone that's in there, you're cutting off the main hormone. So there's two hormones behind it that are now trying to become the leader. So they branch out. So from there, we're going to let those grow a little bit. And then you're going to cut those back so they branch out even more. So we're starting to fill the plant in a little bit more, right?
Oh, okay.
So
I can do that now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the avocado that you have, is it... Are there there are leaves all the way up the plant, right?
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure it's not just like one big stem and then on the top. So
no, there's leaves all the way up.
Okay. So, I mean, you want to cut right above a leaf junction when you do prune it.
Okay.
So wherever the leaf is popping out, you cut right above it. Don't cut below the leaf. Cut right above it.
Okay.
Okay. That way, what'll end up happening is sometimes the branches will come out from lower, and then you just have a stick sitting on the top, and that just doesn't look good,
no.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, going forward, say you want to do another avocado tree,
mm-hmm.
just as a, you know, for future, when it starts getting to about 1.5-2 feet, prune it then. So it has more time to develop lower branches. But the good thing about what you're doing is if this had lower branches low to the ground, you would have to remove them anyway. It doesn't have that at this point. So that's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
So I would definitely cut it back by a third, bring it inside, and keep it in a sunny window.
Very good. I feel
okay.
Music. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right.
Have
good luck, Alma.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're taking a break. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. French riot police have been scolded for brutally arresting two women after backing away when confronted by a big group of protesters against the so-called coronavirus health passes, who stormed a mall in central Paris. Hundreds of people forced their way into the shopping center on Saturday amid a nationwide string of demonstrations against the COVID-19 restrictions and mandates. At one point, the riot cops trying to quell the crowd were forced to leave the shopping center under pressure from the demonstrators.
Hospitals in the heart of California's Central Valley are running out of beds in their intensive care units as a more contagious version of the coronavirus continues to spread. Hospitals in the 8-county San Joaquin Valley region have had fewer than 10% of staffed adult ICU beds, triggering special rules announced last month. This is USA Radio News. On Friday's Hugh Hewitt show, Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican of Wisconsin, said the U.S. doesn't have leverage over the Taliban because China will provide the Taliban with whatever money it needs, and they have the leverage of Americans who can be taken hostage.
And the administration is out there telling us, but don't worry, the mission hasn't ended, we can still get our people out because we have leverage. What a joke, Hugh. We don't have leverage. Their entire theory of the case is that we have leverage because the Taliban want recognition, they want humanitarian assistance, but the Chinese are going to provide them whatever cash they need.
Brazil's federal health regulator Anvisa on Saturday suspended the use of over 12 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech Limited that were produced in an unauthorized plant, it said in a statement. The manufacturing unit was not inspected and was not approved by Anvisa in the authorization of emergency use, the regulator said. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Jackson is in Hampton Falls.
Jackson, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I was curious if you could give me some assistance about making the ultimate squirrel habitat here in my yard. I want to get some hardwood trees stratified this winter.
Okay.
And planted, and I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Now, you have an area already, you know, kind of cleaned up, ready to go?
I do. And I have some more forest that I want to clear some pine trees out of and make some hardwood pockets in.
Okay. Well, so... go ahead.
I was going to say, this winter I just got from a friend out of state some butternut seeds and some black walnut seeds. So I wanted to start stratifying those so I can get, in a couple of years, you know, some 4-foot tall saplings out there, and they're able to be established.
Okay. And so I want to make sure I got straight. You're looking to have more squirrels?
Yep.
All right. Well, I know a lot of listeners would love to ship their squirrels to you, so we can talk about that too. But anyways, a couple things I just want to add to it. So you've got the butternut and the black walnut. You want to make sure you add some of the oaks in there too, if you don't already have them. It's like to really bring them in, you need to have probably, you know, maybe half to like 2/3 be oaks.
Yeah, I've got some well-established oaks on the property.
Okay,
as well,
perfect.
A few nice beech trees as well.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. I want to make sure we get those in there because they love their acorns. Anyways, so to really get those plants going, you have seeds right now, right?
Yep.
What I would look to do is instead of just, I mean, you can put some of them just randomly in areas, but what I'd like to see you do is try to grow them indoors this winter, right? Get them established and growing so that this spring, when you bring them outside, they already got a step ahead of like a seed. So you could start them, honestly, in little like peat pots, little guys, until they start to shoot up and get to a little bit bigger, and then get them into like a, maybe like a 3-gallon pot, right? Plastic pot. Reason why I'm saying do this is helping them get established in a bigger root system where you are controlling the environment helps. Because if you put them outside randomly in areas and there's trees around, a lot of times the trees are trying to pull the nutrients away from smaller saplings. And so you're not getting all the nutrients you need to those plants. Now, I'm not saying don't just put seeds out in the area and get them going, but I think this might be the best way to really have that strong start that you're looking for, okay?
So in order to get that strong start, and I call because I don't know what I'm doing, I've heard the term stratification, and it has something to do with a freeze-thaw cycle for these seeds. Do I need to chuck them in the freezer for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and then put them in these peat pots with a nice soil mixture?
So these the seeds that you got, you just got them from a friend, you said?
Yeah, I was vacationing in Pittsburgh, and we literally plucked them right off the branches in her yard because she had such a nice selection of trees.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if they were, like, ready to go. I apologize. So basically, it can be warm or cold on them. That's what stratification is. It's it basically cracks the outer coating of the seed a little bit, right, to allow the roots to start to pull out a little bit easier. It's a way to make sure they're going to develop before you put them into the soil, right? And that's by a cold period. Now, we're basically looking to replicate, like, winter conditions in a way. But we're not looking to, like, freeze them completely. What I have seen done, right, is put them in, like, a bowl of water, letting them sit for, you know, a couple days, maybe, right? And then from there, getting them into, we're going to put them into like a Ziploc bag. But what you're going to do is place two paper towels that are damp. They're not, you know, soaking wet where you have to wring them out, but they're just damp, right? Put one down, then put the seeds in the center, and then put another one on top. Then put them into a Ziploc bag, okay? Some people will put them just in the refrigerator. Some will put them in the freezer. What we're looking to do, and I think, personally, I'd put them in the refrigerator, right? And let them sit there. Check every so often to make sure that water is still there because we're looking to crack those seeds, right? And then you'll be able to plant them later on in the spring. You're not looking to leave them there for like 6 months, 4 months, those types of things. You're looking to, this is like a month period or less, right? It may be like a couple weeks is all you're really trying to do. If you wanted to just put them in water and let them sit in there for 2 weeks before you planted them, which is the method that I've used before that I've had success with. Right, so what it is you get that bucket, like I was saying, you fill it with cold water, and you put the seeds in there and let them sit in there. And then you change the water every day, but you leave the seeds in that water for about 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, then you plant them in the soil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the refrigerator method, I didn't give you the exact amount of time, right? So it can be
a month.
Yeah, but it can be a little bit more depending on signs of germination. It could be less depending upon the signs of germination. You know what I mean? So if you're starting to see root development or something popping through the seed, we don't want to leave it in that cold period. Because what can happen is that say it starts to develop leaves or something along those lines, they can start to rot in the cold period in the water. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we don't want that to happen. But I would say the longest period of time of letting it sit in a freezer or a refrigerator is about 3 months max. Okay?
All right. So if I were to start this, say, this month, leave them in for 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month in the fridge,
yep.
And then plant them in peat pots, can I just put them into the peat pots in my sunroom, my three-season room here,
yeah.
Faces south?
And as long as it doesn't freeze completely, because the freeze thaw effect in like a sunroom like that, what makes me nervous is, and I know if it freezes, it's not going to get like really warm during the winter, but like the freeze thaw where what happens is because it's above ground, the soil can freeze at night. And then during the day with the sun out and it warms up a little bit, it thaws and then it freezes at night. And then it thaws. And what that does is it breaks up that seed. It affects the growth of it. I'd look to see and make sure it's in an area. It can be in a cool area, but I just wouldn't want it to freeze.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing I'd look for you to do is there's a product out there from Natural Alternatives called Protolizer. That Protolizer, once you start to see some growth on those plants, it works with the plant and helps bring some of the nutrients from the soil, the trap nutrients, and allows that plant to grow a little bit easier and quicker. So I'd look into getting some of that and using it every like 2 to 3 weeks in the growing part to allow them to be stronger.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
And then, you know, this spring, when you do plant them, this next spring, make sure you are, you know, adding some compost to the soil and getting them in, you know, a good area, protecting them in the spring by just, you know, making sure that the heavy cold doesn't hit it. So it's not like you plant it right away in the spring because you need to get it acclimated to that cold, right? So start bringing it out in the spring when the days are warm. Bring it outside. And then when at night, if it gets, you know, into a frost or below freezing, bring it inside. So that way it doesn't shock the plant going outside. Just like you might want to do with, like, vegetables if you were starting them indoors. You slowly bring them out. And usually the last frost is around Memorial Day. It's like a week or two before, but it's around that period of time.
Make it hardy and then plant after the last frost.
Yeah, so I'd hate for you to spend all this time and effort into, you know, getting this plant together and then all of a sudden the weather ends up affecting it, you know what I mean? So that's why I'd want you to just make sure it stays hardy that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate the input.
No problem, Jackson. Good luck, and let us know how it goes in the spring.
Thank you. Farewell.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in Chicago right before we go to break here.
All right, Donna, I'm going to bring you on real quick and have you get started. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You?
Yeah, I'm cleaning the kitchen while waiting. I just got a couple simple questions.
Sure.
Since I'm in Chicago, our winters are kind of harsh. When do I cut down and thin down my peonies?
Okay. So you could be doing that as they start to, as they start to fade and they start to turn brown. Once they start to turn brown or like the green color fades, that's when you can start trimming them back a bit and getting
okay,
them.
Okay, because usually and around here it's like an October cleanup, so I wasn't sure if I could do it next month and just chop them down.
Yeah, you definitely could.
Okay, when do I thin them out?
Okay, I want to go over all that because there's a little bit of detail into that. I'm going to do that on the other side of the break, okay? So hang tight with me.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Donna, and she was asking some questions in regards to her peony. So, Donna, you had a question in regards to when to thin them out. Right?
Yes.
So, this is actually the perfect time to be doing it, right now. Okay, so that means you could actually cut them back at this point, too. Because the best way to divide and transplant your peonies is to basically what we're looking to do is cut them down to about 2 to 3 inches tall. Right?
Oh, and yeah, then, no, I usually cut them to the ground and mow over them.
the reason why we like to cut them down to like 2 or 3 inches is so we can kind of see where we're cutting in between, We don't cut right between like a stem, right? So I have no problem with you mowing them over later on. Yeah, have at it. That's fine with me, but what it does is it makes life easier for you when you're putting a shovel straight down, so you don't put it right through like a main stem, right?
Okay, right. Well, I don't know. I have so many. I have like 5 of them, and they're just so overwhelming. It's like I need to thin these down. They're just getting more and more and more and more, and wider, wider, wider. I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
So understandable. It might actually be easy for you to do. So what I want you to do, like I said, cut them down to 2 to 3 inches tall. Then go underneath that peony clump with like a with a shovel. Uh-huh. And kind of start digging around it, maybe like a foot away from the stem if possible. And try to like loosen the soil underneath it and kind of basically go under the plant and lift it up a little bit. Because you're not going to take all the soil. What you're going to do is you're going to just lift those peony clumps from the hole, right?
Okay.
And shake some of that soil off of it so it falls away. And then you can, depending upon if they're really intermingled, you can use a shovel to cut right through to divide it into, like, a couple sections. But what you want to do is those roots that are underneath there is the important part. You want to make sure that they have 3, 4, maybe 5 of what they call eyes on the growing point. They're the places on the roots that produce the stems and leaves for next year. So you want to make sure that that it has at least 3 to 5. Then you would cut it and divide it, right?
Almost like the irises.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so then they don't like to be buried deep in the ground. And this is another one. I planted a bulb 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And I never cut it down last year. I just let it go a little bit. But I didn't see no growth in it this year. And I'm thinking it must have got too buried underground.
It might have.
So when do I dig that? Do I cut that one down too? Or do I just go out there and just lift it up a little bit?
So I would cut that one down too and then do some of the lifting up of it.
In the spring or now?
Now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But you just want to make sure the one other thing you want to do is you allow that piece of root that you've cut to dry out a little bit. And what it does is it forms like a callus over where you made the cut before you plant it again. Because what happens is when you plant it, if that where you cut it is exposed, it opens up the door for like pathogens and water to get in there to rot the root system. So just leave it out for a couple days. So it forms that callus on the end where you made the cut and then replant it into the soil going forward.
Oh, okay.
But for that other one, you can definitely
cut that one down to 2 or 3.
Cut it down now and trim it.
Leave that one the way it is.
Yeah, definitely.
I have another question. I know soil changes the color of flowers.
Yep.
It all depends on what it is. Is it true for peonies too?
Well, so it would affect the acidity, and the peony doesn't want a very acidic soil. It doesn't, like, change the color from, like, white to yellow or those types of things. It just helps make it a deeper color of that same color. And I wouldn't say you need to, like, put a soil acidifier or anything like that. It's just liming it to keep the pH at a neutral, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
I gotta hit the break. I appreciate the call, Donna.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.